Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Hey, glad to have you with us. And we have Facebookers. Facebook watchers. When you say Facebookers, it almost sounds like you're saying hookers.
We did that last night.
Face hookers.
We did that routine.
Well, no one noticing it, for sure.
It's fine.
But glad to have you with us. We also have those on Blog Talk Radio joining us. So if you're new, don't be nervous. We will only see you as a newbie one time. And after that, you're just part of the whole family.
As long as you get a few every show at least.
Yeah. Now I want to mention to those of you who may not be aware, I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards to conduct these readings. The cards are used as the focal point or intuitive perception. The cards themselves really don't have any power, where other systems, the cards do seem to hold some degree of power. You're the one in this method, as the reader, who holds that kind of power. Now, we want to remember that with this method, which is highly dynamic, life-changing in so many ways, we will be using two distinct tools. That will be choice and change. When you make a choice, you are literally changing your life. And a lot of people don't realize that you are actually about one choice away from changing your life. So I realize that would take some bold, you know, choices. But anyway, if you look at it, really, it isn't that tough to change your life. So what we're going to do is use the deck to perceive the present into the future. And if you see something or we find insight about something on your path that you just really don't like it being there, you're not happy with it, your relationship is fizzling, something like that, we can work with options to improve it, to literally make that future better before you've even gotten there. And that's because all have the ability to create our own reality. Yeah. Now, with that, I'm going to turn this over to my co-host, Jimbo Baggins. Yay, Jimbo.
All righty. We're going to get into the specific stuff here, which is communications, because that's what the show is all about. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. Or Skype in. But either way, I guess it's still kind of a call.
Mm-hmm.
When you call in to Blog Talk, you'll hear a message about going on hold and listening to the show, and that's what happens. So if you hear the show, you're perfect. Everything is running as you're supposed to. We see you on a list. You won't get forgotten. I keep track of the list. I build my own little, so I know who's first, because it doesn't always put them in that right order. It's weird. They used to tell me the whole time, but they're jerk pods now, and they don't. Anyway, when we take your call, please get off that speakerphone. Get off that Bluetooth or whatever device you are. If you're in your car, all right, laws and safety, you got to do what you got to do. We understand. We don't want anybody to risk getting a ticket or getting dead, or, you know what I'm saying?
That's happening here.
And also, we would like you to be wary of multitasking. Relax, sit down, chill when we're taking the call, because that moving around disturbs everything on the audio. Background noises are huge. Please eliminate them as much as you can. By the time it comes us out of our speakers, you have to go through the internet and stuff. It can get degraded quite a bit.
Absolutely.
So, and it's hard for you guys, because sometimes your background noises are just overpowering you, us talking to you also. So please do the best you can to make it the best of the best of the best calls. And worst case scenario is we would have to disconnect you. That very rarely happens, but it does. Typically happens is we have to keep repeating back and forth all the time. All right. I got a couple more folks on here. Also now, for the folks that can't call in, we will offer some messenger, Facebook messenger time when we get a opening spot there, or we'll create an opening. You will messenger Deborah Lee, but you will only do so when we tell you, because it doesn't have an automated hold. You can't call like a messenger now and go on hold and wait for us. They don't have that capability. So only wait till we actually ask for messenger calls. And then we'll take the first one because we can't stack them up. Once again, no hold. Let me see here. I got to go. They're just rolling in now. It's just blowing me away here.
No.
Yeah. So I think.
Wow.
I think we need to get to it.
All right. Let's jump in. Shall we? Right here. Did you do your disclaimer and everything?
I haven't, because I'm just getting flustered here.
All right. I'll do it. All right.
You do that disclaimer. Yes.
We use a disclaimer to let you all know that the readings are basically designed for educational and entertainment. You got me all excited here.
This show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That's very simply stated, but it's a disclaimer so nobody can hold us to legally anything that happens in a reading, because the future is not predictable.
Well, and what you ultimately do with your life in terms of choices and changes, well, the internet gods just don't want us making predictions that seem ironclad, you know, because the future does fluctuate to a high degree. That's why we like to have people come and get more readings. That's why mine don't cost an arm and a leg. I can't see the point in that. Just because you can charge a lot of money doesn't mean you should.
Yeah.
So, Jim is getting us all set up here.
At the end of your reading with Deborah, you're going to hear, that's a signal that your reading with hers is over, and we do mean over. Don't start throwing questions out there when you hear the bling. That means we got to move on. We're going to give you a quick angel card reading, and then we got to move the next caller. They're stacking up. We can't have back and forth questions all at a certain point here, because then the other callers get cheated. If you would like more personal time with Deborah, where it's one-on-one and you can ask a billion questions, then you go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and you can arrange for a private reading. Other than that, remember, no more questions. All right, let's go to our first caller. We're going to go to area code 415, which is out in California, 415.
Welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Anne.
Uh-huh. Oh, hi, Anne. We haven't heard from you in a little while.
Yeah. I haven't been home on a weekend for a while, so.
Glad to have you with us.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know if I'm in New Mexico, California, but my number's still there.
Roger that.
And I don't know if it's more of a general about September. What do you see for me in September?
What do you have, say, on your agenda?
What's more important to know about?
Yeah.
Work.
Okay.
Work.
As in you are currently employed and you want to know about that, or future work?
Future. Well, I'm not employed, so I need work.
So it'd be getting work done. Okay, getting employed. Roger that. That's important.
If September is going to be your
September
lucky month.
September is upon us very soonly. Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, September is usually a good month for me. It's my birthday month as well.
Oh, well, there you go then. Well, then maybe your birthday month will have a month of happiness with employment involved too.
To those who've joined us that are new to the show, I am using a 24-card layout. I don't just do a random draw of a couple cards. Others do, but I prefer to work with the whole layout. Mm. It's basically the landscape of your life. And, So in a private session with me, we would be using the very same layout. Those on Facebook can get a glimpse of it, I think. They're able to see it. So if I see anything that seems real significant that is not connected to your question, I usually will bring that out. We had somebody recently and she was calling, I think about a relationship question, but I saw that she needed to keep a close eye on her bank accounts and her, you know, credit cards, all that kind of thing, because it's amazing how often identities are being stolen or bank accounts are getting hacked. So I told her, keep a close eye on these things. And by just knowing something like that, you're already affecting change. You got to look, and while we're on the subject, look for those itty-bitty charges on your account. 59 cents, $1.20,
oh,
right?
I had one. I bought a car, and I went online and did Carfax kind of thing, and they kept charging me every month. So, yeah, I had that happen before.
And you know what's really terrible? If you use your debit card or, like, yeah, they will, your bank will not do, say, a chargeback. I mean, you have to claim it's fraud, and then they close that and then start up another debit card. Exactly. Then you got to change all your automatic appointments. I mean, billing. I use PayPal a lot because for the past 20-some years, they have been very good at tracking down those who continue to charge my account or, you know, any kind of discrepancy. They've been very good about that. All right, getting to your reading. Well, I think you're spot on, my dear. I really think that if September doesn't yield a job for you, it will bring you lots of great leads. You will definitely be out there. Gosh, I don't understand when people come to me and say they can't get a job. I look at the job sites all the time, trying to help my sons, a couple of them move up, you know, in the employment world. And there are jobs like crazy. And it is always easier to get a job when you already have one.
Yeah, it's just some people don't want the ones that are out there.
No, but there's a lot of remote jobs if people are home, if they have a disability. I mean, right now it's like, what did you call it, Jim? It's like a treasure trove, I guess, of being able to get employed. All right, for you, Anne, yes, I'm seeing, boy, look at this. This is interesting.
Okay.
All of those key people in your cards that are going to want to discuss future jobs with you or, you know, ones that are impending now, they're all men. They're all men.
Oh.
Here, this is her. You are in here. And are you in a place right now where you're wondering what it is you really want to do? Do you have an idea? You know, do you feel like there's question marks all around you?
Yeah, it's. I have an idea, but it hasn't come into detail yet.
Well, it's going to. And you watch and see.
Right.
That idea may really bloom when you're in a, in a place like the shower, you know, or your dryer.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God, I want to take this down right now. And you kind of can't. But just hang on to that, because those, they're like raindrops of knowledge. So I definitely feel, I firmly see right now that there will be an offer made to you. And it looks good. Jim, who up and helps out on these types of readings, he encourages people to interview for jobs you may not even want, just for the experience.
For A, the experience, and B, sometimes there's another opportunity that
they have.
They're like, hey, looking at your qualifications, we also have this other job that you might really be good at.
And, you know, that's very interesting. 40 years ago, I can't believe it was that long ago, went to the Holiday Inn. It was a complex. I just wanted to be a part-time garage, you know, parking garage ramp attendant, taking money, tickets. And they looked at my resume and said, oh, we need you up in the catering department. Not as a not physically doing the work, but answering the phones and setting up catering.
Yeah.
So, see, that can happen. And one other thing you stress, what they offer for salary is negotiable.
Well, interviews are a two-way street. People think they're there, and a lot of times you are. You're desperate for a job. You don't give a damn about asking too many questions or anything. You just want to get that job. But you are allowed to ask questions, and sometimes they like that. So maybe sometimes they don't. It all depends on the interviewer. But you're both interviewing for the same thing.
And just one word of caution for you. One of these men is going to promise more than he can deliver. So make sure that you have a really good feeling. And it's in terms of money. He may talk like rainbows and unicorns about how much you're going to make. In reality, I'm not seeing that. And it's angel card time.
Subject. Clairaudience, Archangel Zedkiel. Notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind or from other people.
Yeah, that's good.
Guidance.
That is good. So, Anne, we can't wait to congratulate you on your new job.
Yeah, September's coming fast, so let us know.
Yeah, definitely. Enjoy the rest of
All right, great. Thank you.
Thanks for holding. Thank you for being caller number one.
Yeah.
I'll keep listening.
Cool. Bye-bye. Yep, I will. Yep, that's one thing, folks. I don't hang up on you. Basically... Something wrong?
Yes. I really am annoyed when people who wear eyeglasses put the glasses on the lenses. I'm showing the Facebookers. It scratches them, and it's better to have them like that. All right. Don't start.
It's my glasses. If I want to put them in my butt, I can do that. Okay? If I was doing it to your glasses, then you got a dog in that fight, but you ain't got a dog in this fight.
I don't like that visual at all.
I'm just trying to tell you the deal here. All right, let's keep moving because the callers are all stacked up. We're going to go to area code 614, which is in Ohio.
Ohio.
You're the next caller.
Hi, welcome to the
show.
Hello. What's your name, please?
My name is Tilton. I'm using headphones that I've never used before, so I'm just trying to make sure you can hear me.
Oh, we hear you.
We hear you.
We do, okay. And we love your unique name. It's really, yes, you could be a celebrity with a name like that.
Yeah, okay. Some celebrities are named John and Sally. You know, not everybody has that cool, crazy shit.
All right, tell us, what's bringing you to the show tonight, Filson?
I would like to know, that's the question. Can I get advice from my spirit guides on how to kind of heal from a past situation? Because I did call in a couple of days ago. I don't know if you remember.
And
what kind of situation?
Yeah.
I was just generally depressed, and I am right now. I don't know if you remember me. I'm the one that came out of, like, a toxic relationship ended.
Yes.
That ended.
Are you still working your way out of that emotionally and psychologically? I mean, are you saying you're depressed from that situation? Because it can rebound like that, depression. So I was just wondering. All right.
Okay.
And you want your spirit guides to give you some direction.
Direction, advice, or any insight at all, she would be greatly appreciated. Plus, you have cards, so you see lots of stuff. I don't remember the specifics of that toxic relationship, but in general, it's one of those things that it's really tough for people because there is obviously love there. There was a relationship. But there's also so many negatives.
I will tell you this, Jim, about abusive men.
No, I didn't say abusive. I didn't even
go down that road. Abusive women in even same-sex relationships.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
I wasn't even using the A word.
But they show themselves to be so damn charming.
Well, yeah.
When you meet them, they're... Yes. They say, no, I'm going to open your door. You're a lady. And everything is like, wow. You feel like Cinderella and you've got your prince, and then that prince turns into this evil ogre.
Yeah, I really wasn't jumping to the abuse thing because it can be toxic without being abusive.
Well, I think she can relate to that
too. No, I'm just saying. I'm saying Nick, there are different levels. They're not every. They can be toxic because it just brings you down. Maybe they're hindering. They're holding you back from a career, holding you back from your family. You know, isn't
they can be
abusive.
Possessive and jealous.
Yeah.
Argumentative, critical.
Right.
Yeah.
Not necessarily abusive, but abuse is obviously the extreme example of a toxic relationship, and the cards are down.
Okay. Now, this is interesting. This is what I get from your spirit guide. What the message is for you is try not to talk too much to your close friends. They don't get it. They're not on the same level. All they know is right and wrong, black and white, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, some people are like, it's over, get over it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, some people don't understand. They haven't been there. Yeah.
That's not how depression works.
They're not in the shoes, they've never been in them, they do not know.
And they're saying here that you have well-meaning friends, but unless they've walked your walk, they don't know. You know, to them, you're just a sad sack, something like that. And it's not true. I mean, they don't know how painful it can be to feel so alone when you're surrounded by all kinds of people and they're having a great time. And you've got like a brick, a great big cinder block on your back from what has happened to you. It took me a couple of years to get over one instance that was really very toxic. And, you know, sometimes folks, to those of you out there, and I've seen this in readings, sometimes these toxic relationships that are supposedly built on love and affection can actually drive a person to take their life. And I have seen that. And it's really hard to talk somebody down off that ledge when they're on it. So are you getting any counseling, honey?
Yeah, I do see a counselor once a week, and it's interesting you said that because I was just talking to my friend, and she was kind of telling me to get over it along those lines.
Because they want you back.
But
the way
that resonates.
You know?
Well, they think that I'll just tell her to get over it, and that'll make her better.
Mm-hmm.
They think it's just that simple. Maybe they need somebody just to slap her in the face and say, get over it.
Oh, God, that would be the worst thing.
Well, I don't mean
literally,
but, you know.
I get it.
Yeah, hey. Yeah.
It's almost like grief over the loss of a loved one because it goes that deep.
Exactly.
People didn't know how to treat me when my husband died. And I mean, it was devastating. I held him as he took his last breath and everybody vanished really quickly. And that really, I mean, that hurts almost as much as somebody saying, come on, get over it. Let's go back to having a good time. I just want you to know you will. If you've got a good therapist there, all right? And if at some point you feel like you've outgrown your therapist, get another one.
Okay, stand by for your angel card reading. Take back your power, Archangel Raziel.
Ooh.
Use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life.
Yes, I love it. That couldn't be better for you, honey.
Yep. Yeah, well, that's good. And you know these things. You have a counselor. You're on the road. You're doing the right things.
I really think so. And I'm glad you call because that's reaching out too.
And there's not a timeline on anything.
And the thing is, you don't maybe realize it, but you're surrounded by all kinds of people around the world that are listening to you. And they're feeling for you and sending you healing light. It's really amazing.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for calling and holding.
Absolutely.
And call
thank
us
you.
Again.
Well, honey, you bet. Have a blessed weekend.
All right. Pick up the pace. Well, the pace is actually not bad. It's just that we have a lot of
calls. We're doing okay.
We're doing that. Good night. So pace. Tonight. We're going to area code 347 in New York. 347. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, you guys. Hi. This is Tanika.
Oh, Tamika, how are you? You sound a little brighter today.
Yeah, I'm getting better each day.
Oh,
that's
I'm
good.
So glad.
That's what we'd like to hear.
In your self-care for COVID, do you have a special tip or two that you could share with our audience in case they catch it? Was there anything?
Definitely cough up anything that wants to come up. And try to ask your doctor if you can for Mucinex or prescription cough medicine, anything they can give you to help get over faster if you have a doctor.
Coughs are horrible. You know, I have a son in the Army, and he and his wife have it right now. And he said the coughing will go on sometimes for more than minutes, for like minutes.
Yeah.
So
it wakes me up at night. Yeah.
Jeez. Well, at least you're getting better.
That's what's important.
Yeah.
So what can we do for you with the cards tonight?
I'm curious about two things. I was curious about whether or not just basically like if Eris and Frank are both like being man whores right now and seeing other people, because I always hear from them, but I, you know, I don't want to be second to anyone. So I'm wondering what they're doing. Eris knows I'm sick. Frank, I haven't communicated with, but Frank still texts me, but I haven't answered him in like over 2 years. And also I'm worried about money. Like I'm worried about where my next, you know, money's going to come from, because the job that I was going to is where I got sick with this, and I'm still not sure if I want to go back there or not.
Okay. First of all, I was going to ask you something.
When
is the proposed move to Florida?
Supposed to be like mid-September.
Okay, so it's coming up soon.
Yeah, that is very soon. Yeah, it's less than a month now.
And Frank is the one that you... What I'm trying to remember now. Frank is the one that he comes and goes in your life?
Yeah, he's someone that I was last seeing. In 2019 is when I stopped seeing him. He and I were working at a job, and he just, I felt like he's older than me, and Aris is younger than me, and they both, Frank and him, have the same birthday. But, like, I felt like Frank was just playing games. Like, I felt like he wasn't taking me seriously. And now he still texts me, but I just haven't answered him because he really disappointed me.
Are you still interested at all with him?
If he was to be serious, but I felt like I wasted a lot of time and showed him my heart a lot. And I felt like he took it as a joke. So I kind of have a bad, you know, taste in my mouth.
Yeah. I don't want to come off. He actually could not care.
He could not care, but also that might be his reaction.
She's such a half full gal.
Who?
You want to see so much good. You know what? Let's face it, there are Tootsie Pops out there in the land. There's a lot of jackwads and ass wipes out there. Not everybody's got a glass of half full. Some people are just jerks, you know, and selfish and narcissists. They are out there. Anyway, real quick, international shout out to Allison in the UK. But yeah,
Allison.
Yeah, you know, he could be just a class A1 ass wipe. Mm. And I like that she stood up herself and said, you know, I wasted all this time, and, you know, I don't think I deserve that. And you don't. Nobody deserves that. No man or woman. It goes both ways. It does go both ways.
Well, I was checking in on the other guy, the man whore.
to be called such a thing.
Yeah, it's not really a criticism.
Guys
don't
take it as bad as women take it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, there's a principle attached to this method called the evolution of emotion. I want you to imagine, Tamika, like a clock on the wall. And let's say the starting off point for you and him in the relationship, as short or as superficial as it might have been, or as deep, it started at 12, all right? We'll say 12 noon. Now, as you both have gone your separate ways, you've gone down those numbers, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4. At 6 o'clock, you're as far away as you can be from the two of them being connected and together. But then, after 6 o'clock, something really amazing starts to happen. That individual, the man whore, is starting to miss you. He's missing your quality, and you are. You're a sharp lady and got a lot of quality.
They should have, like, a comic book hero called Man Whore. The hell, they got She-Hulk on Disney, you know?
All right, and he's right now, I'm seeing this, he's starting to reminisce that you could be the one that he's supposed to be with, that you're not like all the shallow bimbos, you're different, but you can't do anything yet. No. We have to let him complete that evolution. So we want him, I'm thinking he's about at 7 to 8 o'clock.
Who is he, first of all?
The man whore.
I don't remember which one was the man whore.
What's his name?
It wasn't Frank.
Aris?
Oh,
Aris? You're talking about Aris?
Yeah, Aris. I guess so.
Yes.
Is that who you called the man whore?
I don't know if they're both him man whores, you know? Like,
oh, well, there you go. Man whore one and man whore two.
All right, we're not laughing at you or your situation. Jim is just being a clown.
Well, and it's common.
Yeah.
It's common. You are not alone out there, you know. Yeah. Oh, that's very common.
And you know what it is? If a man gets his feelings hurt, where to, or he gets really angry and you break up or whatever, what does he do? He starts man-whoring. You know, it's like, okay, fine, this is how she wants it. I'm going to screw everything that moves.
Line up a replacement.
Is it, or is it just to be, you know, like by osmosis or something? He's taking his anger out on some innocent thing he met in the bar.
Yeah, I don't know. You're right. I know what you're saying. Trying to dive into those guys' minds, I would go crazy.
It is.
I wouldn't want to do it. I never might not get out.
It's like Game of Thrones in there.
No. All right. Anyway,
anyway,
what are you seeing here?
Okay, he's about 8 o'clock. We gotta let him get up to 11.
And that's the heiress.
Yeah, that's when he is practically on his knees, wanting you back. You take him back too soon, or you get things going with him. Guess where you're going? Right back to where it was. And I know there's people out there going, oh, this woman is such a kook. You know, especially men, I can see them just shaking their heads. Well, sorry, guys. This is all stuff from the cards that I've learned about y'all. You might be able to go out and slay dragons and fight grizzly bears, but underneath it all, you've got a heart that's like a bowl of Jell-O, and it just quivers. So, Tamika, you just be cool. If he contacts you, you can answer him back. He might throw you a curveball even and say, do you ever miss me? That would be interesting to answer. I guess me, I'd say sure. And just kind of punt that ball away.
Yeah, well, no, it's like,
you know,
oh, my God.
You know, funny?
Hmm?
You know what's so funny? He might be a man whore, and then Frank also in his own way might be a man whore. Frank won't talk. Frank just texts me flirty emojis, like, all the time, flirty emojis for, like, the past year and a half. I'm like, talk, say something. He
like,
won't talk. He won't let.
Yeah, my feeling about Frank, man whore number two, I'm going to use this language now. I think he's nothing but a chicken shit, is what I think from these cards. He can run forward and play a little bit, but then he's got to run right back in the bushes. Or into the forest.
And I don't think he wants to burn a bridge. He wants to keep it there.
Yeah.
And he throw an emoji, thinks I'm keeping that bridge. I'm doing upkeep on it. Keeping it still there. Keeping
it
there.
Is he just hoping she'll get horny and call him?
Or just, it's an option. You know, it's like, oh, I'm going to make sure I have option here, option there, option there, option there. That's what I'm getting out of it. So he's throwing an emoji just once in a while. So he's still thinking about me. He's hoping. Oh, see, he's still thinking about me. Keeping the door open.
That's true.
That's what I get out of. That's why you're not getting actual text. You're just getting an emoji. It's like, oh, I'll just shoot an emoji. That way, you know, she still might be out there someday if I need her for something.
That's true. So what should she do?
I would just ignore it. I wouldn't respond. I don't know what she's doing. If a man can't type a word, then what the hell you
right.
do? There's nothing to respond to. Somebody sends you a smiley face. I would send them like a middle finger, whatever that emoji is, you know, if they want to have an emoji war.
There is a finger. Flip them the bird.
Yeah, and then if he goes, why'd you flip me off? Because you don't freaking talk, Dumas, you know.
I know. It's so sad. And the crazy thing is their birthdays are the same.
That's the freaky thing about it.
I'm like.
That is really
But Frank is older. Frank's older than me, and Aris is younger than me. So it's like, but they have the same birthday. So I'm like, oh, boy.
And what is their sign?
They're Scorpio.
I don't know shit about
Good luck, that. Girl.
I know nothing about the damn zodiac stuff.
Well, there's good and there's bad to them all. So I think they want to see what's going to trip your trigger.
Yeah, it probably is. And if they're both truly different levels of man whorish, they probably are playing little games with you.
To see what'll get her to drop her panties.
Well, and you know, if they're true... Literally, I mean, I use the word man whores, then they're keeping you as an option someday. Like, oh, yeah, I'll just talk to her once in a while, send her an emoji, and that way that bridge is not burned. It's not burned. I got lines of communication open in their mind. I got lines of comms open here. Yeah. So.
Do you do that with your stable ladies?
I can either confirm or deny that I've ever done that in my entire life.
Okay.
I would never just send somebody an emoji every once
in
a while.
I know, and I won't. And as much as I care about him, I won't answer. I won't answer to that because it's not him saying anything. And I cared. We had something good when it was good. I cared about him. We were seeing each other for, you know, a good time, but I will not respond to that. I'm not going to respond to that. That's not a real conversation. And Aris, I mean, don't get me wrong. I know I could fall fast for him. It hurts my feelings when he acts this way, but I refuse to be used by anybody.
Well, I got to tell you one thing. It shocks me in a sense that you say Frank is older. Because he comes across me in the cards like a little kid.
Well, physical age and mental ages, they don't have to line up.
And the other guy has maturity to him.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Somebody can, that physical age is like a tree, I count the rings, that's how old it is. It doesn't mean that their brain has got any kind of,
This other guy, Eris.
Eris, yeah.
He has...
kind of a cool name.
He has spoiled brain, like Grandma would say. He is so overindulged with pleasure. He can get it anywhere. There comes a point, though, where it's like all of these women just fade into a blur, because there's nothing real about it. And that's what I think is happening with him. He's starting to, just you hold your place. He knows you care for him. All right.
Yeah.
But we got to get him to come across with the goods.
Yeah, and you don't want to be a desperado.
Be a desperado. He'll take advantage of
you. Yeah. Oh, all of a sudden I start talking to her, and here she comes running right back to me. See, I got that power. Yeah.
And see what I hear in these
games.
Well, love is a game. It's a risky game.
Yeah, it's a game, but usually in the perfect world, it's a fair game that both are playing on the same level. Nobody's trying to cheat the other person.
One thing I see about...
And a good one, and a good relationship.
One thing, yes, I agree with you. And one thing I see about this man is he thinks you know him through and through. And that is a scary thought to him. He does.
Which one? Eris?
Eris.
Yeah.
Man whore number one. Yeah.
Oh, is that number one? Okay. So he'll be, I'll forget this, so hopefully she'll remember who's one and two.
Yeah, you'll have to. Yeah, Jim is short term now.
Yeah, I remember nothing.
Does he hate that he feels I know? Because I do get a feeling like I know him, and I know he could tell that I can look at, I can read him without saying a lot. Does he hate that, or does he like that?
It's like fingernails on a blackboard.
Yeah, any guy that's got, I'm not a true narcissist, but has a little bit of a narcissist attitude or whatever is not going to like that, because that's like a level of control they don't have over you.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, she knows a little bit of my inner working. Damn it. No, I can't 100% control her.
Yeah, so you're the one that he can't bullshit, if you don't mind me saying.
No bullshit.
No, but the others are all dazzled by it. And it doesn't, what he reminds me of? Charlie Sheen on 2.5 Men.
The character.
Yeah.
And maybe the guy in real life, we don't know, but definitely the character.
Charlie is such a man whore and so soaked in sex and pleasure that it's like he can't even see straight, but yet there is that one or two.
Every once in a while.
That really grabs him right by the...
Or one pisses him off and he says, I hate you, but then they go get married. He goes, oh, no. Yeah. All right, let's do this.
So, all right.
Charlie Sheen is my birthday. Me and Charlie Sheen share the same birthday. And then we have that control. I know, but
you guys must both have tiger blood then.
You're winning.
Okay, this is probably why I end up alone, because I see through these guys. I end up alone because of this, because, I have, that third vision for seeing through them, I guess.
Yes. Well,
on that note, we're going to shift over to your...
Angel
card reading, which is good that right after you just said that, the subject is remember who you are. Archangel Michael, you are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You are very loved. So don't associate yourself with any other character. You are you.
You can't lower yourself to their level.
Yeah,
they have to come up to yours.
Don't associate yourself with anybody else or a negative, positive. You are yourself.
Absolutely, hon. And how old are you, if I can ask?
I am 43, and on September 3rd, I'm going to be turning 44, but I look very young, and I know that, and I don't know, it's just maybe because...
I would have pegged you at maybe 22.
Oh, I've learned over the years, this whole voice thing means nothing. After all the radio shows you listen to, and then you meet that person, that you hear a DJ for 10 years in your life, and you meet that person, you're like, wow, that is not what I thought I got out of that voice. So that voice thing, I don't even worry about that anymore.
That's all right. You stand in your power.
You do,
right?
Yeah, well, absolutely. You are who you are.
Just remember, what you got, men will fight wars over. So don't underestimate its power.
Yeah, Helen of Troy.
they have experienced one that takes them straight to heaven, none other will ever compare. Even though you say they're all like snowflakes, you know, vaginas.
Oh, she went to the... She said the word first, the woman, not the guy. She brought up the V word. I didn't say anything about that.
You said they're all like snowflakes, but there are those special few that you just can't forget.
I said they're all the same, but different.
Mm-hmm.
Like Elvis would say. All right.
Tamiko, we love you.
Thank you very much.
And now we're starting to see how this method works. So you just stay tight.
Yeah, you call back more often, you'll get more insight. Like tonight you had a pretty good insight, and it shall only get better.
Yeah,
we
won't be here tomorrow because we have to watch that House of Dragons.
We got to take a break. We've done a lot of radio shows. We've done a lot of radio shows. We got to give Blog Talk a little bit of a break, you know.
But take care. Get well. And, yes, you are going to be skidding in on fumes. You're coming in hot, and she's going to be on fumes financially. But things are going to pick up for you.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank God. Yeah, I'm so worried about
that. Yes, it will get better.
Yeah, everybody worries about that. Even when even when you have a secure job, you realize security, that's relative. No matter how secure your job is, something weird could happen and you don't have it anymore.
Do you have a pretty good credit rating? You know, you don't have to know.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything with it. I mean,
well, I know some wonderful places you can go that will give you a loan like $3,000 to $5,000, if not more. One of them, what's one?
Yeah, but they expect you to also start paying them.
Yeah, but you'll have a job. I mean, they give you a month between, and the payments are low, so they make money. One of them is Lending Point, and there's another one. Oh, shoot, I can't. I've dealt with like three of them that have been very good at giving.
That would be ultimate last resort.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the last thing you need to do is incur debt, because like she said, her credit's good because she's not really incurring debt.
But if she can't survive, she's going to have to do something.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously survival. But
short of passing bad checks, you know.
Sure.
All right, honey, take care.
Yeah,
do not
rob anybody. So.
All right, she's a doll. Bye-bye, honey.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you won't rob banks. That's what we like to hear. All right, we've gone over the hump. But like we'll tell people, we have to stand the show if we need to. Especially people that were holding. We had 7-8 people holding for the show, so. We're not going to screw you over. So we'll give everybody that halfway point disclaimer. The show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
Excuse me, there you go.
But we hope everybody enjoys themselves. Let's see. Let me look at my lease. Okay, I think I've got the next caller. Make sure they didn't. Some people sometimes just can't hang on. But here we go. All right. We are going to area code 404 down in the Peach State of Georgia. 404.
Georgia. Who's on the line?
Yes, hello. Is that me?
That is you.
Are you? You don't know if you're you or who you are.
This is Tina, just in case somebody else had a 404 situation going on.
I got you. Yeah, understood.
Tina Teapot. We love you.
Hanging out here on Facebook with us right when the show started.
Yes.
We'd like it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, like y'all too. I just want, look, me and my little boo, he almost got dumped. He be having questionable things going on. And when I ask him, he be talking about something, you're not my woman. Oh, I'm not. So I took the screensaver off. He's like, oh, so you're taking our pictures off so you can text dudes. I'm like, yeah, so they don't get confused and me either. Okay. So I had
that.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for you.
Right. I posted on Instagram. I had said, Lord, I asked for a husband and financial freedom, not a husband free of finances. You know, he had the nerve to be mad at me. But when I met him on our first date, we was walking down the street. I told him that's what I asked for. I asked for a husband, a Jeep, move to L.A., and financial freedom, right? So, you know, I had to throw it back on him real quick like a guy does. I said, what my prayer to the Lord got to do with you? This my Instagram. You're non-existent on here because his first message to me was like, oh, I like you, you like me, let's make it Facebook official. Then I found out he had a stalky situation going on. I was like, why would you lead with a cop? Why would you lead? He told me, he said it's an icebreaker. So I was like, why would you lead with that when you know where you thought it was going to lead at later when you're going to have to answer for that?
Yeah, that's not a good icebreaker.
So,
no.
It sure isn't. I told him he's going to have to do better than that. But other than that, he's been calling me all day and every day, talking about he bathing the cat, you know, basically. Like, yes, I'm a good father. You see me? Hey. I'm like, hey, boo. What's going on?
Bathing the kitty.
Kid.
Him, okay. My boo, he be bathing his kitty, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's like, I'm a good father, Tina, look.
Washing a cat?
No, I think she means kitties, like child.
No, he actually has his own cat. Like, he has a pet cat, and he called me, talking about he washed at 3 in the morning. I'm like, calling me day and night. So now he's going out of town for the weekend. Because, you know, he's out of town for the weekend to see his sister's supposed to be. She's married, and they booked him a flight to come see him. I mean, see them, because he hasn't been in town for a few years since he's moved to L.A. too. So I want to know, is he going to be talking about me to them, or what he going to say?
No.
He's calling me day and night. He got to be running his mouth somewhere.
Running the mouth. The running of the mouth.
He be running it to me. Sometimes he just called to say, how you doing? And then be like, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to play my game real quick. Just a call. Just a call.
Well, are you official? Are you official, the two of you?
I don't know. That's what I talked. What I was just telling y'all about. That's what happened like last week.
You shut it. You shut it down, right?
Because he made me mad, so now he is on my butt every other minute. Because you know, because I was like, why is you? With my prayer to the Lord got to do with you when you telling me you ain't my, I ain't your woman. What you thought you was going to be my husband or something?
Yeah, I don't know what he expected. I don't know what his expectation was for that statement.
No, but I'm hearing a song.
I'm thinking he was trying to see if he had power over you, and you said nope.
Do you remember?
Nope.
I think it might be from the 80s. I don't know who's saying
like
it.
That movie. Nope.
But the song goes, "I fooled around and fell in love."
I fooled around. Yep.
And that's what's happened to him. Okay, and yeah, he's going to be running his mouth like crazy for help on how to fix the situation.
Man,
he was hoping to just have a good time, but you worked your way into his heart. You know how they think, oh, she was real slick. She worked her way in there, and now she's taking up residence. He's seeing this. See that bar clubs? That traditionally has been called the devil's bedpost. What it means
is... What the hell
does
that mean, devil's bedpost?
We'll go with, what are those sayings? Murphy's Law. The worst possible thing that could happen at the worst possible time is what has happened between you and him.
All right, real quick, international shout out to Colleen in the UK.
Yay, Colleen.
Because I definitely wear it out any chance I get. I'm like, if I can wear him out, I will. I'm like, I play with your... Call your daddy. Call me with this. With that.
Well,
and then I like my friends to call me too and get readings and ask me where the men at. And so I can tell them, yeah, this man got a house, a car, and a job. So he knows, I know where to find men at. He ain't the only one. I know exactly where to get them at and how to lock it down.
Yeah, how do you like it now?
So what are you seeing then?
Well, what I'm seeing is that, you've thrown him for a real tailspin there, Tina, and he wants to find out how he can fix this. So he kind of wants to lick his wounds a little bit.
So it sounds like he thought he had a little more power over you.
He thought that.
Hey, I'll just let her know, you're just another thing. You know, like, I'm a man, I'm a pimp. And you said,
pimp.
Right, but you know what? I put that on my page. I ain't no pimp, I'm a Mac, and I ain't never giving no bitch they money back. That's what I said. So he thought he was me for a second.
Yep. Well, you know what you're doing to him, and this is really painful, is you are making him want to be a better man for you, Tina.
Mm-hmm.
And he is struggling with that because he likes being a pimp.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's ego. That's the ego.
Yeah, right. Because you know what? I had lost some keys over there, and I had lost a few things, items, and all kinds of stuff. I was like, look, Boop, I'm just telling you honest. I don't like your attitude. It's aggressive. He was like, I ain't hit you. I said, you ain't got to be aggressive. Like a nigga, excuse me, you know, I'm black, my bad. A person can't have no feelings over here. I hate it here. That's what I said at first.
He wants
and then later
you,
I told him, look.
Yeah, he wants
so
you to
later,
go ahead.
Oh,
sorry.
He need to move over here because my spouse is bigger. I ain't going over there. And then I said, look, I was like, look, boo, to be honest, I don't know how I feel because, honestly, I feel like I've been losing more than I've been winning. And a bitch like me will think it's not meant to be, okay? So, you know, and then I said all the other behaviors that you have, I don't know what's going on. And I feel like I don't know what I'm doing. I'm already out here, you know, in another state by myself. I don't know what I feel like I don't know what the fuck.
Well,
basically,
what he wants, Tina, is for you to be sorry and miss him and apologize. But I don't think you should go there. I really don't.
Okay.
Make him, like the girl.
I'm not apologizing to him for nothing.
You and Tamika have a lot in common, the girl before you on the phone. Yeah, as far as dealing with...
As far as the type of person that they have.
Man whore.
Yeah, yeah. They have different ways of dealing with it. But yeah, as far as the guys they're dealing
with. See, I'm not apologizing to him. When I got on him, he said, when I said, with my prayer to the Lord, I got to do with you. He was like, I'm sorry, Chad. I checked myself. Oh, okay, good night. Just make sure I had to make sure.
Stand by, Tina, for your angel card reading. Subject is prioritized. Archangel Metatron.
Good one.
Yep.
Badass.
The Transformer guy.
Yeah.
All right. Focus on your highest priorities. I will help you get organized and motivated.
Yep. And you're not alone out there. You just are amongst people you haven't met yet. But you're not alone.
Yeah.
Nobody actually is alone.
And she's going places, this lady.
Well, we are. Yeah. Tina's always rocking.
Tina is a star.
She's a rocker and a roller.
Thank you. So you hold your ground. Missy, you hold your ground. And that man will crawl to you. You watch it.
And if he doesn't, then that ain't the man you need.
Then, right. That's not the one for
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah. He definitely. I ain't going to lie. He need to be crawling. And two, I mean, at least if I tell him I have a problem, I don't have to tell him more than once.
Yep, that's right.
True that. True that.
Well, honey, you take care and call us again.
Yeah, I'm glad you were here from the beginning.
Yeah.
We enjoy that.
Very much.
Thank you. All right, thank you.
Thanks,
you're welcome, darling. Take care.
From the Peach State. Indeed. All right, let's keep rolling. I've extended the show because we have people that have been on hold forever. Almost like the IRS, but not quite as bad. God forbid you've been hold as long as the IRS. Oh, we got... Interesting.
Mm-mm.
Interesting that just joined. All right. Let me not lose focus here. We're going to go to... there we go. I got so much stuff going on. I'm multitasking all over the place. Where is it? There it is. We're going to area code 520, which is Arizona, I believe. 520.
Arizona, welcome to the show. And what is your name? What is your name, please?
Hi. Thank you.
Lisa, glad to hear from you. Yeah. I think we've talked before, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Awesomeness.
All right. What brings you to us to this evening?
Well, I wondered if you could see psychically till the end of the year for me, if things are like no traumatic events, that kind of thing.
Okay, so
nothing much.
Yeah, the traumatic events and nothing foreboding coming. I think she wants to know end of the year.
Yeah, no big drama.
Yeah, she wants to know at the end of the year. It sounds like it's going to end smoothly.
Well, that's a good question.
It is a good question, actually. Yeah, because you know what? Nobody, any time of the year, wants to hit a shitstorm, you know, so to speak. You know, so,
sounds like she's in her car.
Yeah, she definitely sounds like she's
mobile. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to keep it quiet for you.
It's okay.
Well, like we said, if you're in your car and stuff, you got to keep safe before you can keep quiet. You know what I'm saying? Plenty of times, the funniest thing I've seen is a guy driving down the road. We've seen it, remember?
What?
Guy driving a fully loaded 18-wheeler, texting on his phone, and he's drifting. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You're in a freaking 18-wheeler. Who knows how many thousands of pounds of crap you're carrying. You're texting while you're driving, and you're drifting.
And if they,
what the hell are you doing?
And you know what? When they start to roll and roll over, they flatten cars.
That is called momentum and inertia. When you have that many thousands of pounds going one direction, you can't just like we can in our tiny little car go beep and move it back over.
No, it's going to...
It's going to take a little time, a little labor, a little force. And if you jerk it too hard, we tip over. Anyway, let's go back to the reading. I'm sorry.
So let's see. Lisa, you're not anticipating anything, right?
She doesn't... You're right. Are you?
Everything's good.
My my significant other passed a few months ago, and we were not married, but we were together for many years. And I was just wondering if you saw smooth sailing from here to the end of the year for me.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess after you smooth sailing.
Oh,
yeah, and
know,
I guess after you have somebody pass, it makes you worry that you're going to get more horrible things coming.
You know, my heart goes out to you, hon.
Yeah.
Because grief is such a personal process, and some people in 2 months can be back on their feet dating again. And
sure, and some people worry about that threesome thing. Oh, my God, they come in threes, these terrible things.
Yeah, don't think about that.
Yeah, people get worried,
No, you're going to have good days, and you're going to have bad days coming up. It's like in waves. That's what the mortician told me. Grief comes in waves. Some days, it's 4 years almost for me, and there are some days I can't function because I'm so engulfed in, you know, memories and sadness. For you, I feel like you've got some good friends around you for support. Do you? Because they look like it.
I have people, yeah, I'm very blessed. But my question would really be along the lines of, how do you see finances from now till the end of the year?
Now you narrowed it down to finances. That's good.
First of all, did he leave you anything in a will or... You know,
we weren't married, but I'm looking for, I'm just going through stuff. We owned things together, and I'm just wondering if you can pick up psychically if there's anything that, good news from now till the end of the year, maybe?
First of all, I'm not seeing financial difficulties of any extreme sort for you. I'm seeing that this is going to be a rough time for you to be going through things. You know, we're coming up on the holidays, emotionally charged. There seems to be a lot of sadness and like darkness around your home. Did you both live there together? Did he work on the house? I mean, just kind of...
We did. I know his energy is probably very much there.
Well, it's wherever you are is what I'm seeing. He doesn't leave your side for a second. And you know what? I feel this new year is really going to be a great change for you. I see travel being highlighted. I see you socializing more. I don't really think you'll be ready to, you know, romantically date, but you may have some company with men, you know, that are friends or that you want to keep it platonic. Financially, no. I really don't see any, I mean, for one thing I want to mention to you, he's frustrated that he didn't plan for you to get whatever his estate had, you know, in terms of life insurance or something he owned that has
value. Yeah, and remember, everybody out there, when you use the word estate, don't think, it's like the billionaire. We're just saying estate as in stuff, which is a nice way of saying stuff. Estate doesn't mean somebody had an estate.
Yeah.
Right.
Did he pass unexpectedly, or was it like with my ex or late husband? He lingered for 6 years.
No, he didn't expect to go, and I didn't expect him to go either.
Okay.
And so he would have made...
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, he would have done whatever is necessary.
Yes, he would have. Absolutely, and I just want you to know, he wants you to start out the new year like on a new footing.
So let's summarize this. So you don't see anything more catastrophic coming?
No.
And you don't see financial difficulties, but you didn't also necessarily see a windfall either, right? This is kind of...
No, I just feel you're going to be able
everything's
to...
Everything's okay?
Yeah, he wishes he had... You know, people don't plan. That's the bad thing. We never know when something you know, heartbreaking.
We're humans. You know, we want to put our head in the sand and not plan for horrible things, because then we worry we manifest them by planning for them.
Now, one thing I want to give you,
excuse me,
before he does your angel card,
coming soon,
is this is not immediate. So please don't freak out when I tell you this.
Uh-oh.
No, you're not going to join him. All right? Don't think that.
It wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing, depending on who you are. But
I do see a new love for you down the road.
Down the road, not
when
tomorrow.
You're ready. And this one is going to become a commitment very strong, like marriage. Too many people, the young folks tell me marriage is obsolete.
They're full of shit.
And it's coming for you, and you are going to have a smile every day for the rest of your life after you've met. I think your passed away boyfriend here, I think he's got a hand in it, bringing you when you're ready.
Well, that would make
sense. Honest,
to
be honest, the readings that I've had before always saw this, what you're saying, always saw this relationship, and it was going to be the one, and just what you said.
I believe in that.
I have a question. You said the readings you had before. Do you mean before
others?
Before this reading, or before he passed, or what do you mean by before?
Not with you. I'm sorry to say.
Okay, that's cool. No, I'm just curious. I'm just curious. No, that was all.
You know, I've got to tell all of you,
I'm
not the least bit threatened by you getting readings from other people, because you won't believe 9.5 out of 10, they match mine.
Yeah, that's cool.
It wasn't recently. It was just over the years.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, scattered, random, you know, it would just pop up in a reading that someone would say something.
Yeah. You're not going to be alone. The rest of this year is going to be painful for you, so be prepared.
But not because of more traumatic stuff, just because of what you're already dealing with.
Yeah,
right.
But when the time is right, you're going to meet the most wonderful man. And I'll tell you what there, Lisa, if you don't want him, you send him to me, because I'll take him.
The people that I usually get involved with, like girlfriends and marriages and boyfriends and stuff, they're usually so nice. Everybody likes them. They're not monsters. You know, sometimes people can get involved with, you know, ferocious people. And, I always get the real nice ones that everybody likes.
Well, I think that's wonderful. Better than all those losers that are out there that everybody hates. You know, all right. Okay, Jim is having a fit here to do her angel card.
Angel card reading. Gentleness, which is funny after I just said it like that. Archangel Samophon, be very gentle with yourself at this time. Surround yourself with gentle people, situations, and environments.
Aww.
And that is perfect.
Yeah.
And she probably is already doing that, and if not, you should continue to do so.
Yeah, well, Lisa, good luck, and you're a very strong, resilient lady, and that man will live in your heart forever, forever.
Forever.
That was a real love.
Thank you for holding.
Oh,
thank you for calling.
Take care, honey.
Call again. Definitely. Yeah. Please call again.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Oh, boy.
Okey-dokey, pokey. Take our next caller. Bum-ba-dum, bum-bum-bum-bum. Where we gotta search for the area code. There it is. Area code 254. Great state of Texas. 254.
Texas. Hey, this is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. Haven't heard from you in a while. How you doing, hon?
Yeah, what's going down?
I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
And what's on your mind this evening?
Yeah, what's happening there?
Well, I'm having a staffing, which is like an annual, like, checking out how you've been in a year.
Okay.
And I want to know what to expect. It's coming next Thursday, and I'm kind of a little nervous because I've been doing a lot of bath stuff and everything. So I want to know what's next.
Okay.
Bath stuff.
Okay.
Do we go down the trail of what are what is this bad stuff, or do we just leave it at that?
I just want to know what to expect at the staffing.
Okay. All right. So be it. Is it? You said this is annual, so you've had these before?
Yeah. I've been in Stevensville for like 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just ready to move out on my own. I want to remind people I live in a group home, so
living
with like 12 other women is kind of like dramatic and crazy.
Oh, yeah, we understand. Yeah, I mean, it's good that I like how she brings it up to speed for the people that don't know her situation.
Yeah,
as well.
Right.
We
I
do.
Agree.
We actually do. We remember all her stuff well. But I'm glad she's letting me know.
I've got to ask you something.
Yeah.
I want to, if you don't mind telling me, if you're comfortable, are you there because of a law being broken or something that you did prior? That, I mean, I feel like you're imprisoned.
Well, I was here because of my uncle, because I wasn't following his rules and structure and trying to do my chores and exercising. And I wasn't going to a different group home, but for some reason he kind of talked me out of that one. So I was living with them for a few years. They're doing fine. They have a son that's in TSU, which is like Texas Christian University.
Yeah.
Oh, TCU, yeah. The Horned Frogs, I think they are.
Yeah, he's in football. He's like the linebacker, I think.
Oh, that's pretty impressive because that's a solid team.
Yeah, and I have a niece that's in Dallas, and I'm so jealous because she has like this perfect life in Dallas where I'm in Stevensville, which is like 2 hours away, and I'm just like, man, I want that. So like, I feel like if my mom didn't die, I feel like my mom ruined their perfect little lives.
Yeah.
When my mom died, she just kind of was very miserable and sad and drinking and taking pills. We just kind of, me and my brother kind of bum-rushed their lives and totally changed it. Now my brother's in a foster care system and I'm here in this group home and I'm just like, they're having troubles too. They're trying to like move out to a bigger house and I just like, I don't know what to do.
Tell me, how old are you? Because I know you've told me before, but I want to ask you, how old are you?
31.
And are you able to come and go as you please?
Yeah, but I have been able to see my family or see my brother in a while.
Yeah, because I see that they are moving closer to wanting to, what would they do, discharge you, put you back.
And lessen your restrictions.
And
lessen the restrictions.
Yeah, and the cards are saying you need to really stress how much you miss your brother. You're of age.
Your review's coming
up. You know,
up.
And he's a minor. Isn't he still a minor?
Yeah, he's 13.
But it would seem like being that you are biological siblings and you're 31, it seems that they want to set you free. They're getting closer to that.
So easing up restrictions, depending on what that really means, right?
Yeah, you got to try and follow those stupid rules.
Well, like she said, she's coming up for her review, and
this is what I'm telling
her about.
There was
some stuff that she said she did some things that were not good for that review, though.
Yeah, but she's got to go in remorseful.
Okay, there you go. That's
hey,
what I was wondering.
You
yep.
know what? Push their button.
Yep,
give them what they want.
I did this. I'm sorry. It was whatever. You know.
I'm stressed. A lot of times I get like this because I miss my brother. I need my family connection. You know, your uncle is in these cards too, and it seems like there was some kind of a subplot. You know, you are a writer, Gabby. There's
yeah, and I just got a table reading for my script. It was like a fish table, and it was like a small one. They gave me some good pointers, so I'm like, I'm rewriting it as we speak, and I'm doing like information about like emotion and conflict and character and trying to like mesh that and trying to make it the perfect soap opera so you can like have your popcorn and your wine for.
Well, I tell you what, this experience is not going to be lost. You're going to be Shonda Rhimes. That's the one who wrote Grey's Anatomy. And and the thing is, she just sent it in as a hoot.
Yeah.
Okay, but you are going to be up and coming, my dear.
You told her this. I remember this,
and
yeah.
So you need to go in and show what a good actress you are.
I should have remembered that.
Okay, when you go to your staffing.
For the review thing, yeah.
They want her remorseful, more agreeable, but stress, your brother, you can't sleep, that kind of thing. Because I don't feel they want to punish you and keep you there. You know, endlessly. But I think the uncle. One day Morgan, then we'll go to jail. Nothing more. I think your uncle had a lot to do with telling them stuff that was not true with your past. So
yeah, he didn't have a relationship with my mom.
Yeah. Well, everything's going to, and I hate to say this, because in terms of psychological first aid, this is a bad thing to do, to tell people that, that everything's going to be okay. But I see it. Everything is going to be okay. You go into that staffing with confidence. All right?
Yeah, you have to do that.
Put a real positive energy around you.
Yeah, you can't be negative with an attitude because you know that's not going to fly. That's not her first one at least.
Yeah, not her first rodeo, right?
Right.
So you go in there and tell them what they want to hear.
Yep.
And watch how things change.
Okay.
Take care, honey.
Yeah.
Things are
Thank you for calling.
Better.
Thank you for holding. Mm-hmm. We know how tough that is for you being there. That's a struggle on its
own.
Yes,
it is.
Getting the phone and holding. Yep.
But it's going to make you
Thank
millions.
You.
Get out.
Thank you so much, Em. Yeah, call back as much as you can.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, honey. Take care. Uh-oh. Well, read it to her anyway. She's probably
gone. Spiritual understanding, Archangel Raziel. I'm bringing you esoteric information and symbols helping you understand spiritual truth.
Okay, that was for Gabby.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I, fumbled the ball, too.
Oh,
I
yeah. Goodbye to her. Yeah. You know, it is what it is.
Sometimes I wonder when we accidentally do that if they weren't meant to get the message.
Oh, boy. Your brain could explode from thinking like that.
You know, it's kind of like holding a mirror up to a mirror. And what do you see? It's like infinity in that mirror.
Right. But then it's like, what is infinity? Is it quantifiable?
Is it?
That's where people get all crazy with
It's kind of like quantum. What is it? Quantum?
Yeah, it is like quantum physics, yeah.
Yeah. Is that real?
You know, they use real formulas, but then they get abstract with a lot of stuff now.
Are worlds running simultaneously?
Well, that's not necessarily quantum physics. That's just theories.
Yeah,
the theories is there's an infinite amount of universes out there, so therefore there has to be at least one parallel universe that's exactly like us. You know, that seems crazy to me. I ain't buying that. It
boggles the brain. All right.
We're opening the floor to Messenger now.
All right, here she is.
And then we'll go back to the callers.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Welcome, Siobhan, from the Land of Ire.
A Land of Ire, yeah. How you doing?
I'm all right, thanks.
Good.
What's happening?
Volume eyes.
What's happening? Well, first of all, my sister, I don't know what's wrong with her. I told you anyway, she stabbed me in the back leg and all the second, but now she's bad motioning me towards other people and she's twisting things and I know like she's after telling my father, which I don't get on with, she's after telling him because I owe him money, like Bob, like, and I was going to give it back to him, like I just never got around to it. And I found a letter saying, you have 3 weeks to pay this back. If you don't pay it, I'm going to go to the solicitor. It's not this really.
And this is your sister?
Mm-hmm.
This is my father.
Oh, your
sister.
All right.
But see, my sister's behind it because she's egging him on, saying, because I know this, like I can feel this, like I know what she's doing. She's saying to him, Siobhan owes you money, you have to get it off her, don't forget to get, because that's the only thing she has to actually think that she can get at me, which is not what
she has control over your father.
She, but I know I owe him a few bob and I always want to pay him back, like I said to my wife. I just didn't get around to it. But like, but when she was talking to me there months back, she was the one who was telling me that, oh, don't take dad back because he's, well, long story short, my dad is a horrible man and I don't get on with him. Yeah. And he was horrible towards my daughter. So she was saying, oh, why should you pay him back when he's horrible to your daughter and all this? Like, and I never said I was going to pay him back, but this is what she said. And now she's after twisting it, telling him, oh, make sure Siobhan will get you money. Do you know what I mean? Like a narcissist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's 100% narcissistic.
Do you owe him a lot of money? You don't
have... No, like he gave me, like when my daughter made her communion, he gave me 300 euros for my daughter to get stuff for communion. And I said I paid back, which I am. Like I never said in a million years I was never going to pay him back. She said that to me, to not to. I never said it.
Oh, well, I wouldn't trust her as far as I could throw her.
Yeah, and
you know?
I bet you wish you could throw her, too, you know.
Yeah.
Long story short, anyway. Like I know, because this kind of small, because there's nothing else she can get me at.
Yeah.
And I know that she's jealous because
she is, and I was just going to say that.
She's raging jealous because
I have
worked to get where I am.
And she, what does she do? Nothing? She just, nothing.
Her landlord is selling the house that she's in.
Yeah.
And she has 4 months. Now, this is my question. But
wow.
She has four months to leave the house. So 4 months this year. So it's basically a week or two before Christmas.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
And I want to know, will it happen? Will she move out and out of the area as well, away from?
Okay. So she has to move. You just want to know if she's going to move like
far
the
away.
The hell away from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to tell you, your father, he may be a horrible man, and deep down inside, I want you to know, he's really sorry that he was a lousy father. I know it's a lot to expect of you but you know, here's the thing, and I've had to practice this a lot in my life. If you let him off the hook emotionally by just saying, I forgive him, now it's up to him with his appointment with the higher power. You've redeemed yourself, and you don't have to, you don't have to carry that with you. Start giving him some of his money back, little bit.
I have it there, like, you know, next week, no, it's week after, like, I was posting in the newsletter box, and that'd be it, like.
Okay.
I never said I was never going to pay it back at all, never.
Okay, the sister likes to get mileage. She gets great satisfaction out of upsetting you, and this seems to go way back in time, that you have the boldness and the courage, and I mean, you're out doing stuff, and she feels so inferior to you, but instead she should just build up her own life. I think she has some mental illness in her.
Yeah, she agrees.
Are you saying, like, no, really?
Yeah.
I do.
She's raging inside, like, she's really, really raging. And I actually was in up the road, and she passed me there the other day, and her car actually was like inches away from me, and I just stood there and I smiled at her. I just smiled at her because I know for a fact that will annoy her.
Sure, kill him with kindness.
I smiled at her, and she looked at me, and then she looked at me again, and her reaction was very funny. I was actually laughing at myself when I actually got home, because I didn't smile at her because I like the girl. I don't like her at all.
You know,
I smiled at her because I know she's kind of person, she won't like it.
Excuse me.
What's between the two of you is a past life issue. And we've got to go into that sometime.
Ooh, not today.
When you're on the show with us, and we'll find out what it was between the two of you, the relationship where you're both now in this.
Well, you said that before.
Did
I? Said that I killed her in the past life. Like, we were two men, you said, and I killed her.
Now, your sister is so manipulative that she may try to be nice to you, hoping to move in with you. So don't let them.
Yeah, I know she's laughing at that. Like,
don't let it happen.
No, God, no way. No way. She's not moving in with me. No way.
I'd be like letting a skunk come in.
Well, that's her plan. No. That is her in her mind. She's thinking, well.
It's a thought.
Yeah, I'll be nice to her. So she doesn't have to work hard.
She's entertaining the thought.
Yeah, that's all.
Right.
Does she have to move out?
Yeah.
Does she have to move out and out away from where she lived and out maybe the town somewhere where she lives out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's going to move, but she's going to look for somebody to fall in on. And
well, she won't be falling in.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah, she wants to, what was that saying? She wants to get back on the nipple with somebody.
On the teeth.
You know?
On the teeth.
On the teeth.
All right. Thank you. Stand by before we say goodbye. Stand by for
your
angel card reading. Life review. Archangel Jeremiah. Take inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced.
That's right.
You got to think about that.
You worry about you and your daughter.
Yeah, you worry about you and your daughter. Worry about that. Don't worry about psycho sister and her problems.
We all seem
psycho
to have one.
Psycho sister,
psycho
you know.
Sister?
Yep.
No, so, I'm done with her. I just wanted to see what she was planning. And stuff
yeah,
like
well, there now you know. Call us again when we're on the air.
Yeah,
I love that.
I'm glad you stayed up so late. You came in late. You stayed up late. I'm glad we were able to work you in, Siobhan.
Yeah. I hope you...
No, I'm awake anyway. I'm a very bad sleeper at the moment, so I'm wide awake.
You need a hamburger. Get a hamburger.
Yeah, he's across the road. Like, I'm still waiting.
All right, honey. Take care. It was great talking to you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Sure. Bye. Oh, she's a doll.
She could have had a little shot at Jameson's might help her
a
little bit go to the bed. All right, let's go to our next caller. But I want to make sure they're still on because a lot of people have been hold for many minutes. Welcome back to you, caller. Mm-hmm. We had to get a Facebook in.
Who?
We're going to 443, which is in the land of Mary, Maryland. 443, welcome to the show.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi.
This is
Suzanne. How you doing?
She's been
well,
here for
hello
a
there, Suzanne.
She's been in the Facebook for a long time.
Boy.
Long time.
Yeah. Well, it's
quite
a show tonight. Quite a show. What's...
it's been interesting.
Well...
So to speak.
Yeah, well, another night, we had a lady, another Suzanne, wasn't she?
I don't remember her name, but she did not
like
us.
She did not like her cards.
Nope.
Because... She can't get a good man or
I don't
whatever.
Think her name was Suzanne, but I think she was
Suzanne
in Maryland.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, she was.
I think she was in Maryland, but it wasn't a Susan.
And she hung up on us.
She hung up?
She told me off and hung up.
She's
like,
I just won't call back for any more readings. We're like, whoa, slow down there, Nelly.
Yeah, this
anyway,
is,
you know, it is
I just
what it
read
is
the cards, you know.
All right, what do you got for us tonight?
I just wanted to see if you have any, well, either just a checkup or if you have anything from my spirit guide.
Okay.
Any subject area that you're more interested in?
No, I'm good.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, Deb just tried to play 52 pickup with herself, so there's going to be a delay in your reading.
Whoa, that's powerful.
She was shuffling her cards, and they just kind of blew up. I don't know.
The deck blew up.
Yep.
Ooh.
Lightning must have struck her hands or something.
I think that means a very powerful transition.
You're not on Facebook right now, are you?
No.
Well,
because I can't listen to that and this at the same time.
Okay. We got you. I thought you could turn the volume up. But either way, anyway, this is your reading. After you're done later, we repost it. Go back and watch the cards blow up while she was doing your reading.
Yes.
Go back and watch the post.
I have to tell you, every time somebody picks a card for me, there are several cards, like four or five fall out.
Yeah.
Oh, this was the entire deck blew up like somebody threw a grenade at her.
Wow. That's a powerful transition. All right. So
she must have some serious powerful stuff going on here in her life.
I think so.
Which is, it's not necessarily bad. That wasn't like it was like Satan coming there.
Oh, no.
Like
I would think it'd be good.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I would be. Some people are like superstition. They see that. They're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, don't read those cards.
Oh, my God. It's the devil. That's the devil. The devil is there. The devil. He likes that foosball, that devil. Little water boy for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, you know, when we extend the show, we kind of got to a little bit of levity to keep us going.
Well, my idea of a show, and we seem to have accomplished it, is to bring joy and make it fun and give people an hour.
Absolutely.
You know, there's too many wooey ones out there. I just can't relate to that. Yeah.
You know, and we don't ever try to make light of anybody's issues.
Never.
But
personally,
myself, even when I've had really bad low times, I got to try to laugh about something.
Yeah, really.
Something. You know?
Well, we're all stuck living this life. We may as well enjoy a little bit of it, you know?
If you can't laugh, I mean, your spirit's going to sink. But anyway, here we go.
Okay, for you, this is interesting. Your spirit guides are all in agreement that you need to, I had it, it'll come back. Be more positive. They want you to already feel as if you're living the life that you want to live. There is a huge transition. Look at this big change, a transition for you. You are going into a whole new realm, doing the work that the hand of God is on your shoulder to do. And that's helping others. And you will achieve great success out there. One of the things is you're not greedy and selfish. And you might even be a little bit of a reluctant prophet. Kind of like, really? Do I have to? Really? Yeah, you do. You've got this glow, or I don't know what. There's this energetic energy where you are meant to really help others, but you've got to start acting, here it is, as if you're already there.
Okay.
You're already doing it.
A little manifestation, possibly.
Yes. Yeah, very much so. And like, say, when your telephone rings, you could say to yourself, it won't be long, that will be a new client calling. And I will be building the, you know, the foundation of my business.
Yeah, it won't be somebody saying that your car warranty ran out or, you know, a little stupid-ass call.
Or
all
the IRS.
Oh, God, yes.
Well, nobody wants that call.
I do want to let you know you have a woman around you who's extremely jealous of you. And she you know who it is?
I do.
Okay. She did right away.
That'd be my sister.
That.
Oh, I think
it's my sister, I think.
What's this chemistry between sisters? I've got a sister like
sibling
this.
Rivalries.
It's gotta be.
And she's got all kinds of stuff. Like she's you know, she's got a good marriage, she's got a nice house, she's got a good retirement, she's got all this stuff that I don't, you know, that I struggle more for, and you would think she'd be, but she has been jealous of me from day one.
Well, it probably will be till the end.
Yeah, there's something.
Yeah.
She may have all the material things, but she's always jealous. She may have all the material things, but she must like your spirit. Your drive, you're being self-reliant.
And she's very passive-aggressive.
There's something that she wishes she had.
Yeah.
She wants to get under your skin, Suzanne.
She's pissed off that she doesn't
have
something.
And let me tell you, she is so good to my grandchildren that I always turn the other cheek and I say nothing.
And you know what? If that's the case, then you're right. That's okay.
I just hope her heart is really.
As long as you can deal with it and turn the other cheek, then that's okay.
And I know she loves me. I know she does. She can't help herself.
Yeah, what? If you that's a personality default or defect.
Yeah, I agree.
If you accept the defect, then you're good.
But that's what I've got for you. The road ahead looks very good for you. And
thank you.
Things with your sister be like water off a duck's back, you know.
That's what she's been doing.
Yeah.
She's been doing it, and you should continue to do so.
Because eventually you'll be leaving her in your dust. You know, you'll be going on to your brilliant, bright future, and hopefully she'll be a fan.
It is what it is, right? Yeah.
Well, anyway, there you go. You've got a huge
thank you.
Yeah. Wait, don't go. Angel card.
Okay.
I keep forgetting that.
Suzanne.
Okay.
Stand by for your angel card reading. Remember who you are is the subject. Archangel Michael, again, the man with a plan. You are a powerful, loving, and creative child of God. You are very loved. So don't forget, remember who you are. Don't forget who you are.
Especially as you gain fame and fortune.
And some or other people start like feeling like they're belittled. They try to belittle themselves. And he's saying, no. You're powerful.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're claiming your power, too. You and Tina Depot was on earlier. She is out in L.A. making a killing. You know, she's up and coming. And I feel...
Is that where she is right now? She gets around so much. You never know where she is.
She was living in Georgia when she first started
calling. Oh, that's where area code is still in Georgia.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. Yep. That woman just picked up and went. And the two of you share that empowerment. That you're just going forward some way, somehow.
Which, hence, the sisters.
Oh, thank you.
Well, honey, you take care. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, thank you for hanging out
forever. You too. And you will.
Got it.
You're taking us out to Dire Straits.
Yes, you are. You're taking us to the end, baby doll.
All right.
Thank Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yep, and I will apologize to the folks, but, I mean, we extended the show. We're actually over 90 minutes. And
try to come early.
You know, and we want to keep going, but the calls just keep coming. And we feel bad we have to end it, but all we can say is we do a lot of shows every week. And come earlier.
And if you want a reading, you can always go to my website and arrange a session with me.
Oh, yeah, that's private. Then you don't have to worry about being on hold at all.
Psychic.